This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today, Democrat for President Hillary Clinton is in Detroit to fill in more details of her plans for jobs and the economy. Republican for President Donald Trump unveiled his economic plans in that same city 3 days earlier. The Clinton campaign says her focus today will be on help for working families, but many will also be listening for what Clinton has to say about Wall Street, given accusations she's been in the pocket of big financial institutions. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
So how can Clinton prove she's tough on Wall Street without alienating her supporters there?
With great difficulty.
Ross Levine at the University of California, Berkeley. He says she can't vilify Wall Street because she might need to work with the industry later. But she also has to appeal to the anti-Wall Street folks. Kelly Dittmar teaches political science at Rutgers.
I think that she's still in the phase of reassuring some of the more progressive base in the Democratic Party, particularly the Bernie Sanders supporters, that she is going to be tough on Wall Street.
So she has to strike a careful balance. Now, you might have noticed the speeches in Detroit, the same city Donald Trump chose for his big economic speech. Berkeley's Ross Levine has some ideas why.
Detroit is a city that maybe has suffered more than other cities because of changes in technology and because of openness to trade.
Making it a great place for both candidates to promise an economic comeback. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.